I'm Dr. Mariana Klatt, professor in the College of Medicine here at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Today, I'd like to offer you 10 minutes of practice watching what you think about in relationship to your own pain or discomfort. The reason for this is when we connect our thoughts about pain to the pain itself, it has the possibility of making the pain seem more intense. So today we're going to practice separating out our thoughts about the pain, our bodily pain, and the pain itself. I'd like to ask you to settle back into your bed or chair and notice which part of your body that you associate with discomfort or frustration because there's a painful incident going on there, whether it be healing and the pain is necessary for the healing to occur, or whether it's chronic pain and it's just become part of your everyday existence. Where in your body do you experience that pain? So once you imagine that pain in your body part, or perhaps it's a series of places, your joints, your back, whatever, wherever it is. Bring your attention to those places. Affirm that it's there. And envision that you're going to let go of that pain. You're going to recognize that it's there, but you're not going to worry about the pain. You're not going to connect with the pain. You're just going to let it be. We're going to bring our attention to the rest of our body. Parts and pieces of our body that serve us, and the pain also may be serving us, but for this meditation, I'd like you to bring your attention to the other parts of your body. Our breath in particular. Noting that you have the ability to inhale and exhale. To breathe. Bring your attention to your next inhale. Take a really deep one, filling up your whole chest with air, and then letting it go. And as you let it go, let your whole body relax into your bed or your chair, what's ever supporting you. Bringing your attention to the experiences or the people in your life that have supported you, just like at this moment, the bed or your chair is supporting you. Who or what have held you up in your life? Held you up in terms of supporting you? Bringing an actual image into your mind of those people, places, experiences that have helped you get through other challenges in your life. Who have held you up while you're going through something. Could be a physical discomfort, could be a mental discomfort, could be a change in circumstances. Who has contributed to your being able to be here and alive on this day? Bringing your attention to the gratefulness that you feel towards these people, places, experiences that have led you to being here today. It could be to the nurses and doctors that are helping you on a daily basis. It could be to family members, friends. It could be to a boss or to a maintenance person that keeps your room clean. We are all connected. And the bodily pain that we experience is one part of our existence, but not the whole. Bringing your attention to your feet, just gently moving them. Doing some circles with your ankles, taking your lower legs up and down if possible, and relaxing your lower legs from your knees down. Bringing your attention to your hips and your thighs, totally releasing those areas of your body into what's supporting you at this moment. Relaxing your belly, your lower back. Becoming conscious of where your hands are in relation to your body and your arms. Relaxing your lower back. Bringing your attention to the rise and fall of your chest, to the movement of your side ribs and your back ribs. Relaxing the top of your shoulders. Relaxing all the muscles of your face. Bringing to mind a person, place, or experience who in the last month have helped you. It may have been helped you in dealing with your pain, with your circumstance, with just seeing you as a human being, for who you are and what you have to contribute. Getting a picture of that person, place, or thing in your mind. Noting how that sort of brings a smile to one's face. And letting go of that image. Bringing your attention to the fact that our pain is one part of who we are, but not the whole. Taking taking a deep breath in and releasing through your lips, relaxing your shoulders back.